Mercedes Reed is said to have died in 1971. She was 86. "I'm absolutely, unequivocally convinced," said one researcher, "that the radium level would be huge in her bones. She supposedly died from colon cancer, but maybe it was misdiagnosed." The Reeds did not continue their association with Radium Dial, even before it went bust. Ultimately, Mr. Reed was fired from the plant, and it is understood that he was bitter about this, researchers discovered. After his dismissal from the company to whom he had been, some might say, unforgivably loyal, he became a maintenance man for the YMCA. Reed's former president, Joseph Kelly, died about 1969. After a series of strokes reduced his mental capacity, he just got frailer and frailer. In his final years, he would often say, "Have you seen so-and-so lately?" of someone who had worked with him in the 1920s. Given his distance from the dial painters he had sentenced to death when he signed his name to the advert that told them they were safe, it seems unlikely his damaged mind was being haunted by the ghost girls. As for those girls he used to employ in Ottawa, against all the odds, a few of them had long, good lives. Pearl Payne lived to be 98 years old. She and Hobart embraced the extra time they had unexpectedly been given. "They travelled all over the world," revealed their nephew Randy. "They went to Jerusalem, England. They were in every state in the Union." Before she died, Pearl called Randy over to her house one day. "She asked me to go up in the attic and pick up some boxes and bring them down," he recalled. He picked his way through the items Pearl kept in her loft. A baby stroller, a crib. Strange things for an old lady to have in her attic, but perhaps Pearl had found herself unable to let go of these final traces of the many children she had wanted, but could never have. Randy found the boxes she meant. They were full of newspaper cuttings about Catherine Donahue and letters and documents to do with her case. "This is what happened to us," Pearl told Randy urgently, and she said emphatically, "These need to be safeguarded. This stuff is important. Be sure that Pearl, her daughter, gets these if anything happens to me." "Hobart and Pearl were two very fine people," said Randy. "I don't normally visit graves, but I go to theirs. And I want to tell you, I say thank you every time I'm there. That's the kind of people they were." Charlotte Purcell lived to be 82. She was adored by her grandchildren. "She was probably one of my most favourite people in the whole world," raved her granddaughter Jan. "She was one of the most courageous, loved and influential people in my life. What my grandmother taught me was, it doesn't matter what life throws at you, you can adapt. When I asked her to teach me how to jump rope, she said, 'Well, I don't think I can teach you because I only have one arm.' I suppose that was upsetting to me, so she said, 'Well, wait.' She tied a rope to a chain-link fence and then she jumped rope with one arm and showed me how to jump rope." Jan's brother Don added, "It was nothing out of the ordinary to me that she didn't have an arm, because she made it that way." The kids would chorus, "Tell us the story of how you got your arm cut off." She would repeat the story, remembered Jan. She would repeat it over and over, any time we asked.